Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
For the Corlin Hartfield Report, some of you who lived in the Portland, Oregon area or any of the stations that carried this particular program about 10 years ago were remembering that it was very similar to the Corlin Economics Report, except my co-host was Michael Hartfield. Michael is an old friend of mine. Michael is, as McKinney was, very, very well informed politically. And the purpose of our program is to get some opinions, for us to give you some opinions on what exactly, how exactly we feel about things that are going on in the government. Let's start out right now so you know where Michael stands on this particular subject. Michael, let's talk a little bit about the president. Do you think he's going to get reelected?
I don't think he's going to run, Al. I think the party is going to force him to withdraw because of health reasons, probably within the next 6 or 9 months, so they can bring somebody else in to run for the presidency as a Democrat.
Okay, any idea who they might bring in? I believe, personally, with everything that I have read and witnessed on the various news channels, I think the governor of California is the man they're going to bring in.
I think that is the popular opinion. I kind of doubt that that'll happen, but I don't know who it will be. I have a feeling that they are working very hard to try to come up with acceptable people. And okay, I think he is probably a little too far left for most of America.
Well, I don't know. He's a pretty popular guy. He's not exactly a one-term governor so far, Mike. What I have, pardon me, what I have found out is that I would agree that as a governor of California, he probably has not done exactly that great a job. You look at the street people in San Francisco and Los Angeles. You look at the taxes, and I really don't think he has done that good a job in California. Mike, give me your opinion on that, would you?
I think, Al, the issue here is that he is the governor of California, and California is left of most states in the United States.
You bet.
He's been out there on his own, and I think probably if he were to run, he would have to moderate his stance in many, many ways, and I don't think it can work for him. He's been a lefty governor so long that and he's part of that whole Pelosi family, and I don't think he can walk away from his record. So I think they'll smear him with it.
Yeah.
And he'll have to live with that record, and I don't think he's electable under those conditions.
Mike, I got a question for you. You used to be, and I may have the title wrong here, and if I do, pardon me, but when you and I were basically doing radio, just before you and I were doing radio in Oregon, you were the administrative assistant for Governor Bob Straub, correct?
No, I was the press secretary. There were two men in the office that were principal advisors, and the one is the executive assistant and the other is the press secretary, and that was my job.
Okay. Are you seeing, I mean, you were head over heels in politics back in those years, I remember, Mike. Do you see any difference today in the political spectrum than what you were dealing with a number of years ago? And if so, what?
Oh, Al, it's we have become further and further apart. Now, that was in the late 70s.
Right.
So we had been through the Vietnam War.
Right.
We were fairly well divided after that war. I think the division is now deeper, and the left has gotten into the schools in a much greater way, and the reaction of most people has been pretty quiet. Not much going on in terms of reaction, but I think it's building. I think it's building, and it's going to come to kind of, if you will, a boil.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know what that'll look like, but I do feel that whatever has been going on for the past 25 years is coming to a head, and there will be changes made.
Now, Mike, let me ask you this. A little more difficult question possibly, but just let's stretch your mind a little bit. Do you think we're going to go back to being a little bit more of an honest country and a little bit more of a conservative country?
Oh, boy. I think probably it's hard for me to imagine, Al, that we can move much further to the right. I think we're the left is so embedded into our society. Every student who comes through the school system is indoctrinated with that philosophy, that political philosophy. They've learned to dislike America. I don't know how you come back from that. I would love to think that it can be done, but I don't have a lot of confidence.
I want you to elaborate on one thing, Mike. Do you really think the left dislikes America? They certainly dislike it the way it was governed under the conservative or the right, but do you think they dislike America as it exists today?
They don't like the history of America. They judge history by current day's mores and standards.
Yeah.
And, of course, in 1776, it was a different nation, so things were totally different. And so they don't, historically, we don't live up to the standards they've set for today. And so they don't like the founding of America because it was founded with allowing slavery. So they don't like America because of that.
Right.
And I think there is a deep dislike and distrust of the nation that they live in. And I say they because that's not me.
That's not you. No, it very definitely isn't. I've known you for a lot of years, Mike. I almost knew you when you were a student at, if I'm not mistaken, Reed College in Portland, Oregon. You're a great guy. You're a very bright guy. I have valued your friendship for a lot of years, and I can't think of anyone who I would rather work this particular program with. We have a very active, or at least at one time, had a very active blog, about 100 comments a day. The people are unique in the sense that they are all very definitely free thinkers. And I think if you decide to get involved in the blog, you're going to make an awful lot of new friends. You've got some very good ideas, Mike. I remember some of the political discussions we had years ago, and you, quite frankly, are the original, as far as I'm concerned, conservative who came into my life, and I certainly appreciate it. Hey, you guys listening in, you're going to like this show a lot as we progress in the months ahead. Going to take a real quick break right now, and then we'll be back with the second segment. Stick around.